Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
To help us deliver the eulogy for the Eagles, a friend who never holds back and, in fact, specializes in uncomfortable radio, John Kincaid, who's getting ready for his own show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, dealing with snow. Hello.
Yeah, well, they told us we were getting like 2 inches. We ended up probably like 4, 5, 6, depending on where you are, and it is a mess out there this morning.
Ooh.
But I don't think anybody's thinking about it. I think everybody's thinking about the mess they saw last night down in Tampa, which was absolutely a disgrace, Amy.
What happened? How do they go from 10-1 to that disaster?
Well, I think what happened is 10-1 was a bit of a mirage, but when you beat Buffalo, and you beat Dallas, and you beat Miami, and you beat Kansas City, it's not like you were just getting lucky and it was just, you know, you were a bad team that was winning these games. I think at some point there was a severe disconnect. And from what I'm hearing from people who cover the team on a daily basis, I'm not reporting, that there was a big disconnect between the head coach, the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, as far as what offense they wanted to run, how they wanted to do it. And I believe that the head coach fell on the sword for the inexperienced offense coordinator in Brian Johnson, who somehow is getting head coaching interviews. I have no idea what these NFL teams are watching if they're interviewing the Eagles offensive coordinator, because he was responsible for calling the plays. He was responsible for feel of the game. And last night, Troy Aikman literally took apart Nick Sirianni and this coaching staff with his analysis. I thought it was very fair. I thought it was one of the best color analyst jobs I've ever heard on a game of that magnitude.
When you think about the identity, and we've heard that word a bunch with the Eagles, what is the best fit for them? Because last year it was running the ball and stopping the run, but that's not what they were able to do this season.
No, I think they were pass happy. I think Nick Sirianni, remember when Nick Sirianni started with the Eagles, he was calling the plays for the first 7 games of the 2021 season with Jalen Hurts. He was having him pass 40, 50 times a game. It was stupid. It was ridiculous. And then he turned over play calling to Shane Steichen. Shane Steichen takes over. They go 9-8. They were run heavy, like 2/3 run, and they make the playoffs that year. Then last year, of course, they go to the Super Bowl with Steichen, with Gannon, and he lost his coordinators. And honestly, the emperor has no clothes. Nick Sirianni's been exposed. Without solid coordinators, without coordinators that were ready for it. And I blame the organization, though, in a way that they allowed that they went with 2 inexperienced defensive and offense coordinators that I think cost this team. Not to mention the fact that they doubled down on old Amy, and it's something that the Eagles never did in the past, never did under Andy Reid, never usually do under Howie Roseman. They doubled down. All the guys they were bringing in this offseason that they were bringing back were all guys above the age of 30. That was not the organization's philosophy for a hell of a long time. And for some reason, I think they went with the nostalgia tour thinking, we were tied in the Super Bowl with 30 seconds to go. We're just going to roll it back and this thing's going to work. They didn't realize everybody's going to adjust to you, and your 2 new coordinators were not up to the challenge.
So where do they start?
Oh, I think they start with a head coach. I really do. And it's going to sound crazy.
It is crazy.
But I got to tell you right now, I would not trust Nick Sirianni to fix this. And so this is just me. This is just my opinion. This is the uncomfortable part. I would not trust Nick Sirianni to fix this. Because when you have a 10-1 football team, and you have the talent that the Eagles have on that roster, and you see a collapse of 1-6 down the stretch, and you weren't even competitive honestly, in like four of your last six games. To me, that is absolutely inexcusable, and I would start with the head coach, and I would have no problem seeing them move on, and I believe a complete house cleaning of the coaching staff is necessary, and I have no doubt they would be able to attract a top-notch candidate who would look at the roster and say, wait a minute, I got A.J. Brown, I got Devontae Smith, I got Jalen Hurts, I got Dallas Goedert. Oh, I can win with this team, and I think that's the big deal.
John Kincaid, are you serious? So take away the fact that he was a brand new head coach. They made the playoffs all three seasons. They went to the Super Bowl. Yep. Maybe he made some poor hires. Okay, so you, I mean, I'd never like the Matt Patricia hire, but whatever. He made some poor hires. You seriously would take all of that and chuck it out the window?
I would absolutely do so, except none of the windows in this building open. And that's very lucky on a day like this, because there'd be people out on the ledges, Amy. Yes, because Amy, my mom taught me something and taught me a life lesson that I've tried to follow. She says, when you make a mistake, fix it. When you make a mistake, when you have an error, fix it. Don't keep thinking, it'll get better. Just rip off the Band-Aid, fix the mistake. It'll be more painful in the immediate, but it'll be less painful in the long term. And I truly believe, I do not trust Nick Sirianni to fix this. The man speaks in Dick's Sporting Goods t-shirt slogan. He had no answers. He has a 10-1 team. You know what Nick Sirianni is? He's supposed to be an offensive like guy. That's the guy they brought in here to be the head coach. When the play calling by Brian Johnson was terrible and the offense wasn't working, Nick Sirianni, I described it the other day. He was sitting in seat 11A, and Brian Johnson is the pilot, and it's not, and he's passed out, and the plane's going to go. And they say, "Is anyone on here a pilot?" And Nick Sirianni sat there in row 11A, and he just sits and looks and goes, "Oh no, I can't take the wheel," because I believe if he had taken the wheel and he had started calling plays, he would have driven them right into the Andes faster. They would have went into the mountains much faster.
So morbid. It's macabre. Very macabre.
It was a movie I just saw, though, where I just saw about a plane going into the Andes.
Nice.
It's the only thing I got for you this morning.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, and John Kincaid, who's clearly fired up, which is good because he's going to need to handle the furor in Philly on this Tuesday morning. Okay, so after Nick Sirianni, whether that happens or doesn't, what about personnel? What about the roster would you address?
Well, I think that it's clear from post-game comments that it would appear that Jason Kelce, barring a major miracle, is walking away. He's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so players were, Coach Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and others giving tributes in the locker room to what kind of a leader Jason Kelce is. So I got a weird feeling that we're going to see Jason, hang him up. I would guess TV is his next stop. And to me, though, other than that, they got to make a few moves. They're gonna have to make a few decisions. But they have so many spots in this roster that are actually fixed, that are actually okay, that I don't think it's going to be a problem if they bring in a competent head coach and some coordinators who know what they're doing. When this team had two guys who now coach in Indianapolis and Arizona as their coordinators, again, they were tied in the Super Bowl with 30 seconds to go with almost the exact same roster. And so to me, that's a little crazy that it fell off as much as it did. CJ Gardner-Johnson was a loss that they let him go, and then he ends up getting injured. That was a loss to this team, but they didn't lose that much. And James Bradberry, I'd pay for the movers. I'm offering right now. I'll pay for the movers because it was a horrible contract to sign, and I'm not doing 20/20 hindsight. I said it at the time. I didn't want to go into the season with the oldest cornerback combo in the NFL, and they signed Slay and Bradberry to extensions last offseason after that Super Bowl, both in their 30s. I thought it was a mistake.
We have put this poll up on our Twitter. We've been talking about it because we're hearing that Bill Belichick interviewed in Atlanta. And for the life of me, and I'm not being snarky, I don't know why he would take that job unless they've offered him complete autonomy. But you've got Belichick, you've got Harbaugh, Pete Carroll maybe wants to coach again, and then you've also got Mike Vrabel among veteran coaches. Any one of those be a fit?
Oh, you never know. I mean, it's the Eagles tend to hire a guy who's a first-time head coach. Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, Chip Kelly, Nick Sirianni. So that tends to be their slogan, you know, what they go with. They want a guy that they can have a modicum of control over. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Howie Roseman is going to bring in some power broker that is going to dictate things. And to that Atlanta thing with Bill Belichick, I can tell you this, and you know from a long history of covering that team, talking about that team for a living when I lived in the South, I have no idea why Bill Belichick would work for Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank is one of the most meddlesome owners in the NFL. He's a guy that used to have his head coach have to take opportunities to go and have meetings with him to talk about game plans and things like that. It's ridiculous, meddlesome ownership. And if Bill Belichick is willing to do that at this point in time, I'd be absolutely surprised.
Agreed. So if it's not the Eagles, though, among those four, who do you think you would take? Let's just say we're talking about, I don't know, another team, the Seattle. Well, not Pete Carroll, but...
The guy who fits Philly most of all would be Jim Harbaugh. That's the guy who I think fits. He would have no problem handling this city, and he'd have no problem doing it. And by the way, Nick Sirianni did not have a problem handling the city. But again, the dude speaks in fortune cookies. I mean, he just is like it's like Ted Lasso, and I've called him Ted Lasso before. I said that's his whole thing. It's feel good, motivating, and look, when he has competent coordinators, he can be the Bobby Bowden type. The last 15 years of Bobby Bowden, where he's the cheerleader, he's the administrator, he's the rah-rah guy. You can do that. But when the team needs answers, if things need to be fixed, your head coach has to be ready to answer the call, and he was clearly not up to the challenge.
Right. It's a veritable explosion in Philadelphia this morning. So find John on Twitter at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E. Our longtime friend, well, my longtime friend, now with 97.5 The Fanatic, uncomfortable radio at its finest. I can't miss this show. Excited. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Oh, I know.
See you, Amy. Take care.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.